To many people, the church is the pillar of their faith. Millions of people attend church services every Sunday in order to praise and learn all about God. The church is led by a man of God who is known as the pastor. Through their devoted dedication to serving God, the pastor is supposed to lead the church's followers closer to God. The only problem is that recently, more often than not, it turns out the pastor isn't working for God, but for the devil, as so many megachurch pastors are being exposed for deceiving God's people. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the mega church pastors who are actually working for the devil. But before you begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know a new exclusive video is dropping tonight. This Patreon exclusive is about a group of politicians who were exposed for running a satanic trafficking operation. This video was supposed to drop on Sunday, but I kept on finding more and more information that it took me a bit longer than expected. So if you're a Patreon member, make sure you check that video out later today. Now, let's get right into it. If you're a Christian, chances are you go to church on Sundays. While not all Christians go to church, a large amount of them do, as the church is considered to be by many the house of God. Leading this house of God is a pastor in the Christian church. The pastor is supposed to be a guide, in a sense, to help people understand God's words and use his words to better their lives. In many churches, this is the case, with members of the church attending services in order to grow spiritually. Since the pastor is the leader of the church, he is highly respected by the members. It's expected for pastors to be honest, admirable, and most importantly, dedicated to working for God. Recently, though, we have been seeing many of the biggest churches in the world being run by men that seem to be dedicated to Lucifer. Church leaders that are taking advantage of the church for financial gain, or others who are using the church to preach blasphemous ideologies and push their agendas. Crooked men that have found ways to exploit people's fear of damnation to control them. In today's episode, we will be talking about a few pastors who are evil and using the word of God for their own sinister reasons. The first pastor we're going to be talking about is the infamous televangelist Kenneth Copeland from the Eagle Mountain International Church. If you have been on social media for the past few years, you might have heard of Pastor Kenneth Copeland. He is one of the richest pastors in the country with an estimated net worth of over $750 million. He's often seen online saying the most outrageous things ever that we will be going over in a bit. It's important to note that Kenneth is what's considered a charismatic preacher, and his church preaches the prosperity theology. For those who don't know what prosperity theology is, let me explain it to you. Essentially, prosperity theology pushes the idea that if you give tithe to charity or to churches, God will then bless you with wealth and good health. Essentially, the church pushes the idea of buying blessings from God. If you donate a lot of money to the church, God will bless you with even more money. This is the main ideology pushed through Kenneth Copeland's mega church that has allowed him to become the richest pastor in the world. It is reported that Kenneth's church has over 100,000 members, with millions of viewers watching his TV service each day, according to Kenneth's website, which makes his church one of the biggest in the country. Churches are supposed to be non-profit organizations. This means those running the church aren't supposed to be doing it to make money. But somehow, Kenneth has made himself close to $1 billion because of his church. The way a church is supposed to work is a pastor preaches the word of God to its members for free. Obviously, churches have expenses to run like everything else in this world. So in order to cover these expenses, the members of the church will donate small amounts of money to help with the bills of the church. Their contributions are supposed to pay for rent, light, and other monthly expenses needed to operate the church. While money is needed to keep the church running, the church is not supposed to be about making money. It's supposed to be about preaching the word of God and praising God. In Kenneth Copeland's church, it's all about making him millions. During his services, he repeatedly reminds his guests often that they must donate to the church in order to receive God's blessings. Basically, he is selling God's blessings like he's an authorized retailer.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing. Don't you stop sowing offerings. Well, they won't let us go to church. Well, email it in there, text, give or something, but you get your tithe in that church. If you have to go take it down there and drop it off and stick it under the door or something, right. You get that tithe in that church, you get that offering in that church, and then you go home and you do what we're supposed to do.
Since he preaches that God rewards those who donate to his church, many people give him their hard-earned money to receive those blessings. Kenneth has exploited this to the max, growing himself a tax-free empire worth hundreds of millions of dollars. His church is bringing in millions of dollars monthly in donations from his members that could barely afford to pay their own rent, money that he is supposed to be using to run his church and help God's people. Instead, he uses it to live a life of luxury.
He said, how many Breitlings do you have? And I said, I don't know, 36, I think. I haven't counted them lately.
As he lives in this six-bedroom mega mansion, owns multiple vehicles, and even owns six private planes, all purchased through donations made by his followers. One of these planes cost him over $20 million. In fact, Kenneth went viral back in 2019 after he brought a private jet from Tyler Perry for millions of dollars. When some of his supporters had questions about the purchase, he told them he needed to fly private because flying commercial was like getting in a tube with demons. He was questioned about this lavish purchase by Inside Edition, where this now viral video was birthed. Ever since I saw this video, I questioned Kenneth Copeland, as I saw there was obviously something evil about this man. The look he made when responding to the reporter was evil manifesting itself.
How are you, sir? We'd just like to ask you about why you'd fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you think that?
No, listen to me just a second. Not evil. The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Ty Harry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here, okay.
Certainly, well... If you'd like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listen to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah. Now, thank you, Lord. Help me. Just let me pray. This thing.
Well, let me just ask you a really simple question. A lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100, let's see, the lady just came out, 122 million people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you another example. Last May, I was scheduled for Lagos, Nigeria. That's a long ways. I had a week off, and I was scheduled for Peru. And I prayed about it and thought, I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem. Without the airplane that we have, that up from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere. And Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made the airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Okay, all right, but I want to get to the demons, because people are very concerned about that comment.
It's your Inside Edition. Okay. I love your eyes.
You said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
Oh, I do not. And don't you ever say I did. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
As you saw for yourself in the video, Kenneth tries to justify the reason why he needs a multi-million dollar jet, a jet that was purchased by his mostly poor viewers and church members. The thing that stuck out to me the most about this was the look that came on his face. It appeared so evil, especially in his eyes. His facial expression tells us all we need to know about this man. This is by far one of the best examples showing how Kenneth, just like many other pastors, bend the word of God for their gain. Kenneth is trying to justify buying this very expensive private plane with scripture that he has manipulated from the Bible. Kenneth tries to make his followers and the general public believe that God is instructing him to get this jet, a jet worth millions, millions that he can use instead to help struggling people. In another video, we see Kenneth doing a full-on blood ritual that he tries to connect to Christ. In this video, we see Kenneth pretend to drip blood into a cup of cranberry juice before drinking it, stating in a very demonic-sounding way that Jesus' blood was now in his body.
That's the cutting of the... And do the same.
Jesus said, take this. This is my blood of the new covenant.
We've mixed our blood.
Which is his and which is mine. Now, our blood... has symbolically has been mixed.
Now, at the communion table,
yes, sir.
He said, "This is my blood of the new covenant. All of you drink all of it." Judas had to drink that.
Yes, sir.
So, now, and I want you to be this way every time you communion, and you ought to take it a lot, a lot. Now his blood is in my body.
Yes,
it's in there. His blood is mixed with my blood. Can you see it?
As you saw for yourself, Kenneth tried to demonstrate a representation of God's covenant, but instead perform a mock blood ritual that is normally done by a cultist. If you haven't noticed yet, Kenneth Copeland isn't a man of God. In my opinion, he's a fraud, preying on God's people, using them for wealth, and giving Christians a bad name. There are also other videos of Kenneth Copeland speaking in tongues, claiming to be overcome by God. In this video, you can see him speaking in tongues, and it just further confirms that this man isn't at all holy.
Shigama. Tevre ma hombo breve dish to cinema hantetke. Inge und uet genyandos dog sisik pukukla nam en vreme nesto. Stelogla hamalana lelo lendile inkren in stelest karatak.
This man isn't serving God, he is serving the devil. What most people don't know about Kenneth Copeland was that he was actually a musical artist before he became a pastor. And no, he wasn't singing gospel music either. He was a pop artist making secular music. Kenneth was actually signed to a major record label, Imperial Records, and even had a hit song on the Billboard charts called Pledge of Love back in the 1950s. He didn't turn to the church until he was drafted into the military and was discharged. He then got his pilot license and began flying the private plane of another mega church leader before he and his wife created their own church. I don't think it's a coincidence that Kenneth was signed to a major record label before he became a massive church leader. He was a part of the same music industry that pushes Satanism to the masses. This man was obviously planted in the Christian community to misguide people, to turn people off from Christianity, and to confuse those who follow him. All of this is a false representation of Christianity. Following Jesus isn't about buying blessings. It's all about the fulfillment of the soul, the transformation from living a destructive, sinful life to being free from the control sin has over you. Kenneth Copeland isn't working for God. He's working for the devil, just like the next pastor we're going to be talking about, Michael Todd. Michael Todd is the lead pastor of the Transformation Church. Mike Todd has been going viral now for the past few years due to his controversial sermons. Mike claims to be leading people to God, but he does have a strange way of doing that. Michael, just like Kenneth Copeland, seems to have an alternative motive with running his church. He's often seen preaching ideas that strictly go against what the church teaches. According to Mike Todd, his church specializes in helping non-worshippers convert to Christianity by introducing them to God's word in an unconventional way. For example, in one of his church services, he speaks on the Bible's stance on gay people, with Todd claiming that he wishes he was there when God made this rule in order to tell him he was wrong and that he should have allowed for all people.
God decided male and female. This is not a bad, I need y'all to hear my heart on this. This is not a bashing. If I was there, maybe I would have told him, is there something in the middle you could do? Like kind of like a little maybe if somebody, well, I was born like this. I don't know how I feel. I feel you. And I wish that there was an option of other in the kingdom. No, honestly, I wish God would have made it so much simpler and it was like A, B, C, or D, like frick. No, I'm serious. As a pastor, like, so what do you think about gay men? I don't know.
As you heard for yourself, Mike Todd tells his audience that God was wrong when he made this a sin. This is not only a ridiculous take, but also blasphemous, as no man has authority to tell God what he should deem good or bad. Also, Todd is implying that God is wrong and that he knows better than God. How can Mike tell God what is wrong or right? A man that he made out of dust. Mike Todd knows exactly what he was doing with this, trying to appeal to the agenda of corporate America. He knows it's more rewarding for him to promote this agenda through his church. The devil is trying to corrupt God's people through the very church itself. This service had many Christians questioning Mike, as what he was preaching was obviously blasphemy. Another time Todd went too far with his sermons was when he was trying to prove a point about what we put in our temples. In the sermon, Mike Todd is seen trashing his church and then pouring syrup all over the Bible.
This is a temple, okay? I'm move this out the way, 'cause I need these clothes no more. I need everybody to see this. Yeah. If this is the temple, the house of God, I'm just gonna start acting how we be acting with our bodies in the house. My favorite is Chinese food and ketchup. Why are you so bothered? Who gonna clean it? Yeah, this is just the house of God. It's just a house. It's just a house. You the glory. I lift my hand. Don't care so much. It's just a temple. Syrup all over the communion. Don't care so much. Over the Bible, too. Y'all, stop acting like you care about this. Stop acting like this matters to you.
As you saw for yourself, Mike Todd not only disrespected what's supposed to be the house of the Lord, but also the Word of God itself. There was really zero reason for him to do that, honestly. The point he was trying to make literally doesn't correlate with the actions he was committing. It just seems shocking for the purpose of being shocking, not to teach about God. Another controversial moment for Mike Todd was when he rubbed his spit on one of his churchgoers' face.
Changing something and you don't see it clearly yet, but you hit... And this is where most people would not face Jesus anymore. What most people would do is turn away. Receiving vision from God might get nasty. You mean, God, I just bought, in crazy faith, I just bought my dream car. And now you're going to ask me to sell it back and ride in the hoopty again? Yeah, because the vision I'm about to give you, it might get nasty.
As you saw for yourself, Todd again attempts to prove a point in the strangest and most disgusting way. How is this in any way a representation of what Christ teaches? The biggest controversy with Mike Todd has to be his Easter service from last year, where he threw a BET-style performance for his church. Todd called this church service Ransom, and it was supposed to be a story about God saving the world. But to many that watched it, it just seemed like a dark performance you would see at the Grammys. During the performance, we hear members of the performance singing popular secular songs that have had lyrics altered slightly. The entire performance seemed rather demonic for a church service, if you ask me. Watch this and tell me what you think.
I became the pastor and I didn't know what a pastor did. And so I was meeting with a group of people and they was like, what should we do for Easter? I was like, I've never preached the Easter message. So I'm not going to start this year. We need to come up with an Easter play. And they was like, all right, let's do it. I said, but it can't be no whack, raggedy. He got up. Like, it just cannot be that. Okay, y'all gonna act like I'm the only one that's like, oh, yay. That was good. Like, it's gotta move people. And I really want it to be focused on people who don't know God or are far from him. Because, like, usually Easter is like where we come to cheer the people who already are on the team. That's called practice. Let me stop. I want to go after the people who haven't signed up to play the game yet. I want the person who feels lonely and isolated and like God doesn't care. I want them to see how amazing Jesus actually is and what God actually did for all of us. So I said, we're going to go to the edge on this. And they said, Pastor, how far on the edge are we going to go? I said, we're going to do everything short of sin.
Filthy with me. I can't free it. Check me out. I'm getting to the money. dragon. This is what you need to do. Step one, find you a baddie.
Okay. Okay.
Step two,
you gotta have a fatty.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look back at it.
Uh-oh.
What is she doing?
Friends, I don't have a fatty.
Girl, we keep telling you it's okay.
Little booty matter too, friend.
Okay. Y'all know they don't be discriminating.
As you saw for yourself, this looked more like a hip-hop show than any kind of church service I have seen before. The fact that it was dedicated to Jesus' resurrection is rather disturbing. How the performers were singing about demons getting in formation while someone is shown crucified in the background with flames everywhere just doesn't seem holy to me. Notice all these songs used for this church service are all songs created by satanic artists. They started the show with the song Die Young by Kesha, who uses a ton of satanic occult themes. The literal music video for this song is Kesha inside of a church acting demonic. They also use Beyonce's song, who everyone knows is a witch. This Easter church service was mocking God, not honoring him. Now I want to talk about other pastors who take advantage of God's people, like Benny Henderson, who pretends to have magical powers gifted to him by God.
For 7 years, 7 years what? 7 years ago, she was in an accident, couldn't have bent her knee, couldn't even out of bed today. Today the power of God. You want that power? Get down here.
Holy, holy, holy.
When I see videos like this, it truly upsets me, as this is not a representation of serving Christ or what the Holy Spirit is. This is blasphemy, and I don't understand how people fall for this. One thing I have noticed lately is the church leaders trying to change God's word. Just like we saw with Mike Todd, this pastor Brandon Thompson Crowley claims that God was wrong for his views on gays. Brandon was honored by a news station on Pride Month for being a gay pastor.
Well, this Pride Month, we're featuring the faces of those who appear in this year's Portraits of Pride.
Tonight, a pastor who is working to open the minds of the faithful by being himself. WBC's Brandon Truitt with a story at the intersection of religion and identity.
On any given day, you'll find Pastor Brandon Thomas Crowley in his office under a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but his real work is done here.
To learn how to see your differences as what God wants to use.
Behind the pulpit of Myrtle Baptist Church in Newton, the 37-year-old has come a long way from his childhood, but there's an added layer to this story. Crowley is gay, and he says he always has been.
When I would preach on the front porch, I would often do so in my grandmother's high heels.
As you saw for yourself, the corruption is even reaching the church, as pastors are trying to argue with God on what's right or wrong. I found it interesting that this pastor's last name was Crowley, just like Aleister Crowley, who stated he would bring down the church. Now we have a gay pastor with the last name Crowley preaching blasphemy to God's people. None of us have the right to tell God what a sin is or not. This is his world, his rules, and he determines what's acceptable because he knows what's best for this world. There is no debating sin with God. Whether you agree with it or not, you can't change the rules. The only thing we have power over is if we choose to follow or not follow the rules he sets. This entire situation reminded me of another pastor who came out as a drag queen in front of his entire church, telling his church the news while in drag makeup. The church is being attacked right in front of us. People are so lost that seeing this isn't raising any red flags to them. Instead, they praise these people for embracing their sin. They brag about their sin inside what's supposed to be the house of God. If you saw everything in this video and didn't notice the obvious attacks on the church, you need to wake up. They are trying to destroy Christianity from the inside out, doing things like this to confuse and misguide millions. People go to church for spiritual guidance in order to one day make it to heaven. These pastors are doing the opposite, leading millions to a burning end. Sadly, the church went from the house of God where people met to worship Christ to the very thing leading people to a burning end. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not all churches, but I will say more and more of these deceitful churches are popping up, misleading so many people. This is why we must not blindly trust pastors, because sometimes they're not on God's side. We are told to be on the lookout for wolves in sheep's clothing, and that's exactly what these pastors are. The worst kind too, because people look to them for holy guidance. Instead, These pastors are preaching blasphemy. I was only able to get to a few pastors in this video, but there's still so many that I didn't get to. So if you want me to do a part 2 exposing more evil pastors working for the devil, let me know below by commenting part 2. Also, let me know if I should do a gospel artist version where I expose the false gospel artists in the industry. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I just wanted to ask you to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.